make me wonder. If I say that you are good, still you are better than the best. And if I say that you are kind, so many people are kind. And if I say that you are beautiful, I said it so many times to my wife. There's no such to your understanding. Your ways are past finding. You are beyond description, Lord. You are more than what people say. You are more than what people say.
You are more than what people say.
You are more than what people say.
Hello, good afternoon. Daily Text Media, we are back in prayer this afternoon. And I'm just welcoming everybody that is tuned in, wherever you may be tuning from. May the Lord bless you. This is the prayer experience we have every day, 1 p.m. UK time. And I want you to share the video, please. Just now, take a few moments to share the video so that many people will connect with us and we can pray together. God is a good God. And don't forget to subscribe as well. It's an opportunity for us to be reminded all the time that, you know, God is on the move and we need to be praying. We need to connect with him, and please connect with us daily when we pray. And we have a hotline as well. So it's not just today. When you are at home and you feel you need to talk to someone, there was a phone number on the screen that you can call. So as usual, we are going to start with thanksgiving. And the scripture that we are reading is from Psalms chapter 46 and verse 1. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, the Lord is our refuge. The Lord is our strength, a very present help in times of need. And this psalm is not being written when David is overwhelmed with trouble, but it's when everything else may have been just okay. But David knew that in the present, in the moment, God is our refuge. So I want us to take time today to remind ourselves that there will be times when we need a refuge. There will be times, many times while we're still here on earth, that we will need to just find rest somewhere because of the traumas, because of the pressures, the challenges. And here the Bible says, God is our refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. In other words, before the trouble comes, he is there. So today, we are not thanking God for what he has done in the past. We are thanking him for what he will do in the future, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So even before the problem comes, our God is ever present. So we are thanking God for his commitment to us. This is God's commitment to us. So we are grateful. Praise God. God, we bless you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your kindness, and everything that we know about you. We know, God, from scripture that if everything had to be written about you, there will be no books that can contain the greatness, the power, the grace, everything, oh God, that you have made available to your people, to mankind. And tonight, this afternoon, we are taking this time to rejoice in our knowledge that you are our refuge. You are the place that we run to when the world has beaten us, when the world is threatening us, when there are issues that are confounding our mind. We can run to the rock that is higher than us, even Jehovah, Yahweh, the ever-present help. We thank you that the word is telling us today that though the mountains be moved, yes, but though the mountains be moved, you are going to be there with us. So, Father, we thank you. We are grateful and we are extremely joyful today to know that there is no issue, there is no situation that will ever affect us in our lives, that God, you have not allowed or you will not give us the strength to overcome. Thank you, God, for your word, which is active and alive. And as we hear it right now, this word is activating our faith. This word is bringing life to us. And we are going to continue even today and tomorrow, knowing our God is a very present help in times of trouble. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know what? There is nothing to fear. The Bible says we will not fear. We will not fear because God is a very present help in times of need. So fear not. That's what the Bible says. Let's read the inspired word. Today I'm going to focus on the Psalms. And the inspired word that we are reading today is the same Psalms, chapter 46 and verse 4. It says, there is a river, the stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved, says the Lord. God shall help her, and that right early. It says, the nations rage, the kingdoms were moved at his voice, and the earth melts at the voice of God. Verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What destruction he has made in the earth. You know, David was a man like us. He lived in this earth that we live in. And he had challenges. He had issues. He had problems. He had things that actually sometimes would make him doubt the presence of God. But every time David learned to pen down, to write down some inspirations to himself and to God himself, he would sit and he would write down the goodness of God. So in Psalms 46, he is reminding us. Verse 4 says, there is a river whose streams will make glad the city of God. There is a river. There is a river flowing towards you today. The Bible says, those that come to God, if we drink of the well of Jesus, it says, out of us shall flow rivers of living water. So there is a well that is flowing into your situation, into your life, into that issue that could, you know, make you feel vulnerable. There is a river. And what does the river bring? Says the river of God is the river of life. The river of life that makes you dance in the midst of adversity, in the midst of pain. You have got a river that is flowing. And what does the Bible say about the river? It says, blessed is the man or woman that does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Their delight is in the law of the Lord. And in it, they meditate day and night. The Bible says, you shall be like a tree planted by the riverside, whose leaf does not wither. And in season and out of season, you bring out your fruit, your leaves remain green. May I say this to you today in the name of Jesus. There is a river that makes glad the city of God. When there's sorrow, this river comes, and that's the river of the Word of God, the river of the Holy Spirit, the river of God's presence comes in and brings gladness where there is sorrow. It brings peace where there is chaos, the river of God. And that's why somebody wrote a song and says, the river of God keeps me dancing. It gives me joy. It gives me the peace that I need. Today, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to draw from that river, the river of life. And this is the secret that David knew. He knew God is a present help in time of trouble. There is a river that never runs dry, and that river is within you. It says, the Bible says, we are not going to say, who is going to go and get that for us? Who is going to cross over and get that from us? That river is within you. So stir the waters within you by faith. And I mean by faith, because sometimes you don't feel like doing it. But by faith, believe there is a river of life. Believe that God's present help is with you. And it is that faith. It is that assurance. The Bible says faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So when we talk about this river, you may not feel it. You may not feel as fresh, but you need to act in faith. And it is that faith that allows us to see those things that are not as though they were. In other words, in the natural, it's dry. In the natural, there is nothing to make you glad. But in the spirit, when you dip into that river by the power of the Holy Spirit, that water starts to rise. The water of life starts to rise. You see it rise ankle deep. You see it rise to the knees. You see it rise unto the waist. And you see it rise that you can swim in that river. And when you are swimming, oh, you are unstoppable because of the river of life. The current will start taking you. Instead of you walking in that river, the river will take you. May the Lord bless you today as you reflect and draw from this river of life. And it says it's the river that never runs dry. And David found out that secret. And that's why every day, and I mean every day, look at the Psalms. From Psalms chapter 1 to Psalms 119, 120. Every day, David had something to write. David had something to say about God's goodness, about God's grace and mercy. I want to encourage you. Today, pen down a psalm. Pen down a song of what God has done in your life. And that song can be a song that other people, your children, will look back at your journals when you are long gone. They will look at your journal for today and they will find this little psalm that you penned down about God's goodness, God's mercy, God's kindness, how he has delivered you from the hands of the enemy. May the Lord bless you today. May you not feel dry. May you not feel like you are a nobody. Because God, in his good mercy, in his kindness, it says there's a river that makes glad the city of God. You are the city of God. You are God's tabernacle. It says we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are God's tabernacle. You are God's city. And God is pouring out his river by the power of the Holy Spirit to freshen you, to wash you clean, and you can come in the presence of God with boldness, with courage, without being intimidated, without any shame, in Jesus' name. May it be so for your life today. May you know that God is a present help in time of trouble. Praise God. Father, we bless you. We want to thank you with great joy. Because of that river of life, the river of God, the river that purifies our conscience, our mind, the river of the blood of Jesus. Thank you that today we can meet together from nations, from all over the world, and be reminded we have an anchor that keeps our soul. We have an anchor in the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. We thank you, God, that even today, right now, you are sending forth refreshing from your temple. The river is flowing from your throne into our dry places, making them fruitful again, healing our bodies, restoring our faith, restoring our hope in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We can rest in your presence. We can rest and be assured of the grace that we have received. Oh, how great is our God. We worship you, Father. We thank you that today, right now, we feel that freshness that comes from knowing that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, I pray for my friends on the platform. I just want to pray for that freshness, the freshness in our faith, the freshness in our joy, the freshness in the ability to trust and to believe you in Jesus' name. Fear not, says the Lord. Fear not, for God is a present help. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you. But I know that, you know what? God will never leave you. He will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter how tough things may be, because things will be tough. We have to be honest. Things will be tough. It's not every time that things will be okay. No, but God has promised. He is a present help in time of need. All you need to do is call upon God. It says, go unto me, and I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you do not know. That's your God. That's your Father. Elohim, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Ra, our healer. He is there. Present help in time of trouble. Praise God. Let's continue to pray. Let's continue to pray for the church. the body of Jesus Christ. And what scripture are we reading for the church? We are reading the same Psalms, chapter 46 and verse 10 to 11. Let's see what the Bible says. It says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heaven. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Rich scriptures for those that have trusted in God, for the body of Christ around the world. Be still. Be still. In other words, take your position as a church. Take your position in righteousness. Take your position in joy. It says, be still. Be still and know that I am God. And these are words we are speaking to our churches. When we have trouble paying our rent, trouble, you know, dealing with difficult situations, trouble dealing with the government, be still and know that He is God. That stillness comes from knowing that God will never leave us nor forsake us. When you are still, you are calm. You have a confidence that you cannot explain. Therefore, to the church in India, to the church in Pakistan, to the church in Iran, to the church in Israel. And when I talk about the church, I'm talking about the people, the believers, the people that have acknowledged Jesus as their personal savior. To the church all over the world, God says, be still and know that He is God. In other words, He will fight our battles. He will fight our battles. The Bible says the battle does not belong to us. It belongs to God. But we have to be still. We have to take our position. Like what happened in the Bible. We see Jehoshaphat. The Bible says there was an army that was coming towards the children of Israel to fight them. And it was an overwhelming army. They had enough strength, enough ammunition, power. They could not stand that army. And what did God say? God said to them, the battle does not belong to you. Get the musicians out. Let them go and sing praises to God. And the Bible says, the enemies destroyed themselves. You know that God is still the same today. He is doing the same. Therefore, that's why God says, do not fear. And as a church, whatever battles we may be going through, because there will be battles. In other nations, churches can't meet, you know, openly. In China, you know, different places. So much intimidation for the church. But here we say the word of God says, be still and know that He is God. God is in our midst. And therefore, we will not be afraid as a church. God, we thank you. We bless you for this body of believers around the world. Men and women. Praying and fasting, men and women that are resilient, men and women that are honest, young men in universities, in different places that are exalting the name of Jesus. Thank you for your promises. You said you'll be exalted among the nations. You will be exalted in the earth through your church, through the body. Father, we are praying today in the name of Jesus that there shall be that stillness, that spirit of joy and peace in knowing you are with us in Jesus' name. We are praying for needs that may be there. Needs of God, healing, provision for the church. We pray that we shall have a voice in our community. We will never lack anything. We will never lack anything in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I want you to be, I want you to be that person who stands still for the congregation where you attend. Be a source of help to your leaders, to your pastors. Let them know that there's somebody that is praying for them. Let them know. Give them the encouragement. People in the body, in the church. Be a source of help for the younger Christians who are coming in. Let them know God is a good God. Praise God. I'm excited. I'm excited about, you know, what God is able to do for us. Praying for the nations. What does the Bible say? The Bible says, Oh my goodness, this is so good. Psalms 46 and verse 6 and 9. The Bible says the nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. It says he makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and the cuts the spear in two. He bends the chariots in fire. That's our God. That's the God that we serve. You know, sometimes we feel like, you know, God is just in a small corner somewhere. You know, God is omnipotent. God is powerful, strong. He says, you know what? He stops wars. We have seen just last Saturday how God fought for the Israelites. How, you know, I could see in the spirit that this is exactly what happens in our lives. The enemy throws ammunition from every direction, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, all the ammunitions are quenched by the power of God. He stops battles. And so as we are praying for the nations, we should continue to pray that this provocation will not continue. That God will bring calmness and peace, because he, as we have read in the scriptures, it says he brings war to an end. The war in Iraq, in Russia and Ukraine, God can speak his word and that war can come to an end. The war between Hamas and Israel, that war can come to an end by the power of the living God. He knows what he's doing, and therefore we should just trust him. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you. We want to thank you today for the nations of the world. The nations rage in vain. In vain they rage against your people. Today, we are delighted to know that you are God that stops war. And we are praying, God, even now, that there shall be some peacekeeping between the Palestinians and Israel, between the world and different nations, in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to see in the spirit what is going on. Help us to analyze things, not using the politicians, but using your word, using your spirit, that we can be still and know that you are God, in Jesus' name. Father, not only that, there is war that is raging within families, war that is raging within our hearts. We pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, let the river flow. Let the spirit of peace and joy flow in our lives and bring calmness and peace where there is turmoil, where there is confusion. We release your peace, Lord. We release your grace, because you said, pray. Pray without ceasing, says the Lord. Pray, and I'll give you the nations as your heritage. Father, we are praying now in Jesus' name. Let the nations come to acknowledge Jesus the Messiah as the Lord and the Savior of all mankind. We thank you. We worship you, God, and we will continue to be still and see you bring salvation to the nations of the world in Jesus' name. Praise God. For those of you in which countries you have got peace, there's no war, you should thank God that there's no war in our countries. But you know what? We need to be praying all the time for all those nations that are fighting in Jesus' name. Praise God. Let's pray for healing. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 46 and verse 7. It says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. I want to encourage you. Some of you have got pain. Some of you are dealing with what the hospital calls incurable disease. The Bible says you shall go through the fire, but the fire will not scorch you. with much grace and compassion. I want to pray in the name of Jesus that God, who is with you, will bring forth the healing. Healing is food for the children, the Bible says. Therefore, today and together, let's hold our hearts together to believe God for healing. I'm believing God for healing for one of our friends who is also just recently fighting all these symptoms of cancer and different things in Jesus' name. You know, last time I wanted to share with you a story. Last week, I promised I was going to share with you a testimony of one of my friends who is, they diagnosed her with cancer. And she told me, because I ring her and we pray together. And she told me, she says to me, you know, I want to explain something to you. When I went to see the consultant at the hospital, there was another woman that was there sitting, waiting to go into the consultant. This is in Malawi. So two women are sat in the queue, both of them with a diagnosis of cancer. Now they were waiting to go in the to see the consultant to give them the plan, the action. So they start talking. And this friend of mine, who has been soaking in the word, she has prayed herself, although she's going through this, she's got an anchor. And there's another woman next to her who has got nothing within her. And this woman turns to her and says, why are you peaceful? Why you seem very peaceful, even when you've been given this diagnosis of cancer? My friend tells her, because I've got Jesus. Because I know that even in this, God is with me. And the other woman turns to her and she says, no. As for me, as soon as I leave this place, I've already prepared a concoction. I'm going to commit suicide. I'm going to die. You are peaceful, but I'm not going to do it, she said. She said, from this hospital, as soon as I see the consultants, whatever they tell me, I know I've got cancer. I can't afford to see myself going through chemotherapy or anything because I nursed I nursed my father-in-law and I nursed another person with cancer. I've already prepared medicine. I'm going to drink it and I'm dying today before cancer kills me. So my friend, by the power of the Holy Spirit, she starts to minister to this lady. She says, please don't do it. Do you have any children? She says, yes, I have my daughter is qualifying, graduating from university, but I don't care. I'm dying today. And my friend, by the power of the Holy Spirit, prays for this woman, encourages her, gets her telephone number. She goes home, she rings her, and she says, please don't drink that medicine. And she says, I've thrown it away. And then this girl, my friend, says to her, I'll bring you to church on Sunday. She says, I don't have transport. My friend sends transport to bring her into church. And this person now has accepted Jesus as the personal savior. She was at the brink of death because of a diagnosis of cancer. But I want to encourage you. And this is what is going on in the world. You know, people are traumatized. People are afraid. But we thank God that this woman has been saved from life, from death, because of someone who stood in faith. Regardless of the diagnosis that they were given, they knew God is a present help in time of need. So please pray for my friend in Malawi. Pray for her. Pray for both of them now. We could, you know, that woman could have died if that lady who was a Christian did not open up and share the gospel and share the love of God. Praise God. Oh God, we thank you. We want to thank you because you are our healer. Though the mountains be moved, though the waters roar, you are there with us. Father, we are praying right now. This very moment, we are praying for people who are going through cancer diagnosis in the name of Jesus. God, you are a healer. You are God that heals all. all our diseases. And therefore, we release this faith. We release supernatural faith, supernatural power to heal the sick in Jesus' name. We speak to tumors. We speak to issues concerning this illness of cancer in Jesus' name. Praise God. Oh, yes, he heals all their diseases. He sends his word, and his word heals them. Praise God. I want to encourage you. Do not lose heart. The Bible says God is a present help in time of need. So whatever you may be going through, whatever they may tell you tomorrow concerning that scan, concerning that issue at the hospital, be still and know that he is God. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord heal you. And may that river of life continue to flow into your direction. Praise God. Thank you, Father. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We see you on Saturday and Sunday, 6 o'clock. And please continue to subscribe. God is a good God. God is a good God. So go out there and tell yourself, I'll be still and wait for the salvation of God. For there is a river of life that is flowing through me. My friends, God is a good God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Cry, oh.